Welcome to Moments of Meditation from the First Baptist Church of Plymouth, Connecticut, with the pastor, the Reverend Mark Copeland.
Greetings all. As we enter into this happy month of November, obviously the theme for our month is going to be Thanksgiving, isn't it? This is a nice time and season of the calendar where we intentionally stop, reflect, give a little bit of a pause to count all of the things that God has done for us and all of the things that God has in store for us in the future. So, and it's good that we pause and give thanks and that we're intentional about it and we look for those little nuggets to be thankful for, isn't it? And we have plenty in our small community in Connecticut, don't we? We have the beauty of the outside, this lovely weather. We have the upcoming feast day of Thanksgiving, the meal that we're going to share together, and it goes into Christmas and the season of lights. We have one another, our friendships and our families. We have, well, our relationship and our community together that we can you know, live amongst one another and support one another. Our future, we have we think of our children and our grandchildren that we're seeing grow up. There's plenty to be thankful for. There's plenty to be thankful for as we pause and we do acknowledge that it does come from God, right? And this is going to be a bit of a, maybe a spiritual discipline. I do want you to, I'll leave you with a verse from James chapter 1, verse 17, right, where James writes, "Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning." In the book of James there, we learn that all of these good things that we can think of are direct gifts from God. Well, think about that. Who's the Father of lights, right? And James does make note that there's no shadow or darkness or turning, meaning there is no alternative motive with God. God doesn't have sort of this secret or hidden thing that he's trying to trick you with, or he's trying to extract something from you. He just gives to give because he's a generous and loving father. Now, we do remember in James, right, that first chapter, what James is about. Is James is sort of juxtaposing that all of these gifts are from the Father are good with this idea that we face temptation. Because beforehand, James does say that the Father doesn't tempt us, right? He doesn't sneak those shadowy things in there to test or tempt us. No, rather it's the good things that that comes to us that are from the Father, right? So even in these times of trials, or where we're looking at sort of, you know, the season of Advent and where it gets really dark, and then the light appears. Even during the times where we're facing maybe temptations or trials, and it's our faith is being tested, we know that's not from the Father, because the Father has good intentions for us. The Father has a good purpose for us. He's cultivating us, he's building us, he's making us into new people, to be the right and proper reflections of himself back into a darkened world, right? So we oftentimes can get bogged down in that darkness or the temptations, right? Because honestly, what's the opposite? What could be an opposite of Thanksgiving, of being thankful? Well, it's envy, to be envious of this or that, to be envious of what other folks may have. And ultimately, it is rather difficult to be envious if we're practicing being thankful. If we focus on all the good stuff that the Father is giving us, all the good stuff that God is giving us, and all the good stuff that God is doing for us, then it really becomes harder and harder for us to be envious of other people, to lose that sense of joy and thankfulness and that sense of peace that we have with God the Father, with the Lord Jesus, and with the Spirit. So it is a bit of a spiritual discipline, I think, to practice being thankful. And what I mean by practice is it's to intentionally remind ourselves to stop, to pause, to reflect, and to just think of what we can be thankful for. Think of the stuff that God has done for us. And think of how God is going to move on our behalf in the future. That our God is a faithful God, that He will do what He says He will do, that we are a work that He has started and that He will complete, that He'll finish the job. He'll be with us and mold us and make us into merciful, gracious creatures, right? Remove all of those, the temptation and which comes from, you know, this desire that we have, these different desires that may lead us this way or that, right? That He'll eventually, He's working on us. He's working to remove that. And once He removes, right? He works with us. He leads us through it. He removes these temptations of envy and I suppose desiring these temporary things that in the end don't really matter. Think about, possessions versus friendships, right? Friendships and fellowship is much more meaningful to like how much stuff that we can own or how much money we gather, right? So God moves in us to move our passions and desires towards those things that He gives us, like fellowship and charity and mercy and grace. And away from stuff that the world chases. And as He works in us, right, and He removes those things, we're able to have this peace, right? We're able to be thankful. We're able to live a gracious and thankful life. And we're actually able to pass that on to other people because we're no longer envious of them. We're thankful for them. We can celebrate their triumphs. We can celebrate their successes, because we're not envious of their successes. We can celebrate when they're rewarded and they get pay raises, and we can celebrate new job positions because we're not envious of those things. We're thankful for that person. We're thankful that that person is in our lives and we have this friendship. So we think about all of the good stuff that we're going to experience through this holiday seasons. Thanksgiving, Christmas, and the New Year. The fellowship, the music, the light, the remembering the coming and the birth of our Lord, the first Advent, reflecting on His second coming, His second Advent that we eagerly wait for, and we're thankful that will come to pass. We're thankful for future glory, that God hasn't just abandoned us in this fallen world, but He's leading us through it on a pilgrimage. Good stuff, all this good stuff that we're going to experience, that we're going to experience together. All of this good stuff that the Father gives us. What isn't there to be thankful for? Right? And so it's good, right, and important that we don't let our own passions and desires carry us away, but that we intentionally, prayerfully, mindfully just remember of all of the blessings the Lord has given us, even as we walk through trials. That the trials themselves and those temptations aren't stumbling blocks that the Lord has put ahead of us to test us or to make us stumble. But those are just circumstances and events and things that we live through simply because we're still alive in this fallen world. But we can be thankful that he's not abandoning us to those circumstances, can't we? Well, I hope you have a good season. I hope you're able to enjoy your Thanksgiving meal with your friends and family. I pray that you are all surrounded by comfort and love, that you all feel the care of the Father through those that he has given you and through his Spirit and with the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. We hope to see you again, and I pray that this has blessed you.
You have heard Moments of Meditation from the First Baptist Church of Plymouth, Connecticut, with the pastor, the Reverend Mark Copeland. For more information, call the church office at 860-283-6181 or email the church at fbcp24@gmail.com. We wish you blessings on your day.